exam. 3 years of law school squeezed into 3 days of grueling exams. Everyone seemed to be writing more than I was. The girl next to me wore her pencil down to a stump.
Here you go.
Thank you, sweetheart. What time do you get on?
All right.
Yo, douchebag!
What the hell are you doing here?
Business, baby! All expenses paid.
And they sent you?
Yeah, well, both our VPs got sick. So you guys free for dinner?
I'm already late. Let's go.
Why don't you call, asshole?
Gracias, Rosa.
You can wait till I'm not around, you know?
Come on, I just looked.
You don't see me looking at other guys when I'm with you.
So, you guys aren't getting along so well, huh? It's that monogamy thing, rearing its ugly head again.
What monogamy thing?
No,
it's just a little theory of mine.
Yeah, why don't you keep that to yourself, Danny?
No. Please, enlighten us.
Okay. It basically boils down to this. Monogamy just isn't natural. At least not for men. See, men have this insatiable need for variety. We basically have one goal in life, and that is to spray sperm. It's what we're here for. It's what we do best. And the more emotion we invest in one woman, the less sperm we get to spray around.
人人精力旺.
It's biological.
That's absurd.
Is it? Take the male gibbon, an ape with relatively small testicles. Now, the gibbon is considered to be highly monogamous. The chimpanzee, on the other hand, has huge cojones and will mount anything that moves. Guess who man is closest to on the evolutionary scale?
The slug?
The slug. I understand your hostility. It's not easy being female. See, you have a finite number of eggs, and you have to find somebody that's willing to stick around and help you protect those eggs. Of course, some women have the urge to hunt like men, but in general, you have an insatiable need for intimacy. See, we're both insatiable, just in different ways. And when you think about it, that's really in the best interest of society.
Really? You think that sexually transmitted diseases, unwed mothers, expensive divorce proceedings, and paying child support for all that sperm spraying is in society's best interest?
All I'm saying is, if women were like men, then everybody would have sex all day long and nothing would ever get accomplished. By the same token, if men were nest-oriented, incessantly desirous of intimacy, and had some inexplicable affinity for shoes, most honest women would say that men like that make them puke. They probably would never want to get laid at all. Mankind would perish.
I'm using the bathroom.
Excuse me. He is such an ass.
Why, he's a good guy.
Oh, please. Anyone who makes you laugh is a good guy. He could murder his whole family. He makes you laugh. He's a good guy.
Whatever.
So what, you agree with him? You think all men want to sleep around?
I didn't say that. Look, you can't listen to Danny. He thinks if he's schizophrenic, he can use the carpool lane.
You didn't answer the question.
Jules. Hey. You're the only one for me. Oh, man, my shoulder's killing me.
I know a great acupuncturist. Fits you up like new.
Oh, yeah? You ever think about sleeping with other women?
Sure, but I don't.
You don't wonder whether you're missing anything out there?
Yeah, you mean like some gorgeous woman who's going to dig her nails into my back and
lick caramel flan off my nipples?